is the medium? Is it watercolor or gouache?
This is watercolor. I used a couple where I had silver gouache, but mostly watercolor. And watercolor I had started in Berlin. And I have had sort of a bit of a scare with watercolor, mainly through the incredible skill in some Australian watercolor and English watercolor.
Yes,
that sort of frightened me away and the paper and all that. While I was in Berlin, the studio I was in, a complex of 8 studios, was linked with the Brücke Museum. And the caretaker of the Brücke Museum was the same guy for our building. And I got to know him very well. So I was able to go into the Brücke Museum as often as I liked, sort of for half an hour or an hour in the afternoon or something. I spent a lot of time in the Brücke Museum. Also realized then that I had the great affinity with the Expressionist. And I had, say, up to 1970, I had been schizophrene in my division between the constructed and the emotional.
Yes, and now these become much more clearly emotional, the brushstroke.
And one night I went to dinner there with Jeremy Postigy and some other people, and after dinner he took us into the storeroom of the Brücke Museum and pulled out these drawers, and there were watercolors by Schmidt-Rottluff, Haeckel, Kirchner, etc., without glass or anything.
That would be marvelous.
And I realized the matter-of-factness, the straightforwardness of these watercolors, and that took my scare away. Also, by that time I had painted all the paintings I used for the show, and I wasn't selling anything. I realized that everything I do there I have to take back. So I went and bought a whole set of handset red sable brushes and watercolors. And another thing that I noticed was that they weren't using watercolor paper or any kind of expensive paper. They used the most readily available paper, which is white angry drawing paper. Almost all of them, almost all Haeckel watercolors on white or slightly toned angry paper.
Is that so?
And so I started off buying different types of papers and found that the easiest one was angry paper, in fact. And I used them in the same technique that I had done with canvases before. I covered boards with polythene, then impregnated the underside of the paper with clear acrylic, which stuck the paper down, kept it flat, and I carefully tried, of course, not to get any acrylic on the front of the paper, wiping it off while it was wet. And it would dry then, stay flat without crinkles or anything, right up to the, I was able then to use it right up to the edge, and when I was finished, I was able to just peel it off, you know. The paper would be preserved through the acrylic.
Yes.
And I could paint on a flat surface.
You wouldn't get these wrinkles that would normally happen with water.
And I realized then the trick to watercolor wasn't so much the type of paper you have, rather the knowledge of the paper.
Yes.
To say, stick to one paper and get to know that very well and keep using that.
Yes, I see.
And
so you did the underside of the paper with clear acrylic and put it down on board.
Yeah.
And then worked on it.
Worked on it wet or dry or any way I wanted without any.
Yeah.
It would stay flat all through the process.
Now, did you have to wait till the acrylic dried before you peeled it off? Or would it come
off? Oh, yes, it would have to dry. I couldn't peel it off. If I peeled it off before, it would
buckle.
Buckle, yeah.
Yeah, oh, I see.
Where is it? There is one. One watercolor. Oh, it must be in this
one. It might be in that. Yeah. Yes, the one that you've given us as a gift.